Okay. All right, so I'm going to unmute everyone, and everyone just says good morning, and then it'll be mass pandemonium, then I'll mute you all again. But let's get this show started.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
That's it?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Come on, people, wake up. That was only like maybe 50 of you. There's way more than 50 on this call. Come on, get it going. Who else didn't say?
Good morning.
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 All right. Hey, Rhonda Light, I see your name there. Did you go to Orange Theory?
A little too early for that, though. 10
o'clock. I didn't make it this morning because I'm in College Station.
Oh, okay. All right, good.
But I'll
morning.
Be there.
Guys, I'm gonna mute you guys again. We're gonna wait for more people to log on. Hold on. All right. They seem only moderately motivated. Did you pick that up, Julie?
I did. I know they're working hard, but we got to keep the momentum.
No,
it's still early here.
I don't think so. I didn't get a lot of working hard in those voices. Working hard sounds different.
They need to do a do-over?
What I'm saying is I think we had a fair amount of, like, getting ready to get started, thinking about it, and they're already basically trying to pick out their Halloween costumes. That's what that call. That's what that unmute felt like to me. All right, good. So listen, guys, we're going to go ahead and get started, and we are going to do something now that hopefully we have a fairly solid group. When we've done masterminds like these in the past, sometimes we've had thousands of people on the calls for like the first couple calls, and then it's always interesting. Let's say, for example, it's 8 mastermind calls, or maybe it's, you know, however long, and it doesn't matter. Always by the halfway point, half the people drop off, and I was hoping that wouldn't happen in this group, and so far it's not. But it's, you know, like Julie and I are torturing ourselves, and we met Rhonda Light there the other day, one of our members, anyway, at this local Orange Theory, and we heard them talking that basically they expect, like when they start these Orange Theories, any gym really, it's like the start of the year, it always fills up, they sell out, people are real motivated and excited, and then after about 6 months, it's like, you know, half the people are showing up, and I think that's fascinating. And that doesn't tell me that the physical regimen that they're putting people through is that difficult. It's just that people aren't willing to put themselves through the mental discipline of actually showing up and doing something they don't want to do, and they don't want to do it at the highest level. And they allow other excuses to start creeping in. And that is, this time of year is truthfully, in my opinion, the hardest time of year to do what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at the highest level because you have so many distractions. I don't even need to tell you guys what the distractions are. What I want you guys to understand is everyone experiences the same thing as far as the distractions. It's your choice how to react to those distractions. So that's the thing I want you to keep in mind is Julie and I are going to run a bit of an unstructured session today for this mastermind. So, Julie, how are we doing it today? What's the session? What's the plan? Tell them what they're going
to
get.
Yes, the plan, well, we wanted to have a theme of overall how they're doing on the challenge. A reminder, I know there's a few new people here, so let's remind them what the challenge is.
Mm-hmm.
90 days, fourth quarter, 10 pounds, 10 listings. Not putting 10 pounds on, taking 10 pounds off. Okay. I know some of you have had a different goal fourth quarter in the past and then losing it all first quarter. I don't know how that's worked out for you, but let's get away from that theme. It's losing 10 pounds and taking 10 listings. Why did we set it up that way? Because we know when you get into physical action, it also puts you into fiscal action. Fiscal meaning money, profitability, wealth. There's something about putting one foot in front of the other that also keeps you in mental acuity, doing the things that you don't want to do when you don't want to do it. I certainly would put Orange Theory Fitness into my category of I can't think of a time I've actually felt like going there, okay, but we're doing it anyway. And oftentimes, real estate can be like that as well. So we wanted to have a theme of seeing how you guys are doing and also asking you to all be introspective. Is there something that's getting in your way, those of you who have yet to embrace this challenge, number one, and for others of you who have been embracing it, maybe certain things on certain days are creeping up on you, and what are you doing about it? So that's our theme, and we'd like to get a discussion going here. Here's how you do it. Some of you guys know the drill, but for the rest of you, it's *2 on your phone. That's all you have to push, *2 on your phone, and that tells
and
me
we'll
on my
you,
mission control screen that you have a question or a comment. I'll call on you by calling your state and the last 4 digits of your number. You tell
Julie,
us your name and your question and comment. Yes.
So, So we can get some real discussion going here. We're not going to use your name. So even if we know your name from the control panel, we're not going to use it. So what we want to do specifically is we want you to tell us specifically what's holding you back from taking the 90-day challenge seriously and what you're doing about it. And if you're what you're doing about it sucks, we're going to tell you it sucks, and we're going to tell you what to do. And, again, if you are do not raise your hand, you know, by hitting star 2 and asking me a question about how to find something on the website or asking me some sort of administrative question.
Not customer service.
If you do, you will get muted again instantly. If you ever have any questions like that, just go to help@timandjulieharris.com. Our customer service team will take care of you pretty much instantly. They do a fantastic job. We actually have people who praise us for customer service. You know, that's kind of a weird thing. But there you go. So if you have a what I want you to do is please raise your hand, and I want you to say what's holding you back and what your plan is to do, what you're going to do about it so that whatever it is that's holding you back isn't continuing to hold you back. And remember, the prevailing theme for the 90-day challenge is the TFW, which stands for Total Effing War, 90-day, 10 listings, 10-pound challenge. And as you guys think about what's holding you back and hitting star 2 to raise your hand, the goal here is that you carry massive momentum into the new year, that you don't basically roll into the new year fat, slovenly, with no money. Okay? That's the bottom line. Because if you roll into the new year in great shape, if you roll into the new year already on a weight loss cycle, if you roll into the new year having great energy and enthusiasm from your physical body, then that's going to make it so that it'll automatically translate into better actions in your business. If you roll into the new year with 10 listings, 10 new listings, same thing. So, look, obviously you adjust the weight loss and the pounds accordingly. Maybe you're somebody who wants to gain weight. You know, Julie was joking about that. I'd certainly love to go on the 10 challenge, the 10 donuts a day, and trying to gain 10 pounds a week. I mean, that would be fun, but, you know, that's not going to happen. So if you maybe want to put on some muscle mass or whatever, or maybe you're in a marketplace where really for you to have good momentum rolling into the year, you need to have more than 10 listings. So what I want folks to do is I want them to raise their hand, star 2, and I want you to say what's holding you back and what you're doing about it. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and unmute the first person and get ready. This is someone, I believe, in San Antonio. I might use your first names if you don't, don't speak up right away, but I will say the last 4 digits of your phone number. Okay, someone from San Antonio with the last 4 digits of 1346. What is holding you back, and what are you doing about it? What's holding her back? She's muted. Julie, are you okay?
I'm so sorry.
Nope.
I'm sorry.
Good.
Oh, there she is. She was muted. All right, 1346. Guys, make sure you unmute yourselves. 1346. What's holding you back, and what are you doing about it?
Okay, you can hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay. I think my perfectionism. I want to go out there and have everything in order when I'm, like, door knocking.
Okay, stop. Stop. Yes, perfectionism is a classic procrastination technique. Your lovely head coach, Julie, was a classic procrastinator, but you need to see what procrastination truly is. Procrastination is nothing other than basically an excuse to delay doing the real work, and ultimately it's in the extended family of laziness. That's the bottom line. You have to see it for what it is. And one of the things we talk about in Harris Rules is done is better than perfect, right?
Right.
And Julie's favorite saying, which she says all the time, is Miss Julie, to keep yourself from procrastinating.
I'm a doer. I do things now. I get things done. Say that even 10 times. And you will be on the path to being cured, and then back that up with done is better than perfect. There's no perfect door knock. There's no perfect door knock conversation. There's no perfect deal in real estate. You have to let that go because you're dealing with people, and people are imperfect. So just get out there and get it done.
Okay, I'm next unmuting someone who from California with the last 4 digits of 9187. If your phone is muted when I unmute you, you're going to get muted again, and we're moving on. So, all right, here we go. 9187. What is
good morning,
holding you back,
yes.
And what are you doing? Good morning, sir. So what's holding you back, and what are you doing about it?
What's holding me back is objection handling, and what I plan on doing about it next week and weeks coming is more role-playing.
That's more procrastinating. You guys are all doing the same thing. Now, Tommy, I'm not saying – oh, I said your first name, sorry. But I'm not saying that the – it's okay. I'm sure there's more than one Tommy in California. So I'm not saying that role-playing isn't part of the solution, but what I am telling you is that's just more procrastination. The best way for you to practice your role-playing is just to get out there in front of customers. Get out there and knock on a FSBO door and go out there and talk with folks that, you know, basically get yourself in front of people. And please be very clear about our scripts. Our scripts are designed to be conversational outlines, not for you to have to memorize it and say it exactly. What we want you to do is internalize the script. And then after you've internalized it, because it's a conversational outline, so that you're asking the right questions in the right order, don't overly personalize it when you're just getting started with trying to be professional. Just follow the scripts. You know, you can change them a little bit. Like, people say things differently in Texas than they do in California. Like, in California, you're going to toss the word dude in about every fourth word, right? In Texas, if you say dude, they're going to punch you. So, I mean, you get the point. So you internalize them, you personalize them. After you have internalized them, then you personalize them. But do not, I love the, you know, do the role-playing, but the role-playing is not going to make you money. Hopefully that's very clear. Again, I will challenge you not to procrastinate. Role-play, practice with the customers, not with a bunch of other agents. Because what makes you think those other agents role-playing with them is going to make you better? It usually doesn't. And then they stand you up for the role-play meeting, and then you're pissed off, and then you don't actually do any prospecting. So, Mr. Tommy, my challenge for you is actually go out there and put yourself in harm's way and get in front of customers. All right, so next up is someone from the great country of Canada. And the last three numbers are 3887. 3887, you're being unmuted now. Get ready to say what your challenge is, what's holding you back from the 90-day, your accomplishment in the last 90 days, and what you're doing about it. Oh. Okay, there you go. Canada? Julie, did I just? No, Canada. Oh, I unmuted the wrong person. Hold on. You know what? Clicking things is a lot harder than it used to be. All right, Canada, you are alive, and the last four digits of your number is 3887.
Hey, Tim and Julie, it's Matthew here.
Hey, Matthew.
How's it going? My challenge is I'm having a hard time getting up really early in the morning and getting those minimum standards out of the way before everyone starts blowing up my phone. So I'm going to try to start going to bed 15 minutes earlier and waking up 15 minutes earlier every single day.
Okay, I think that's a great idea. And there's other ways you can game it, too. There's things called alarm clocks. Those work. I don't know if they have those up in Canada, do they?
Yeah, it's actually just a rooster.
No, that's Texas, brother. We literally have those in Texas. Okay, so here's another thing. Don't sleep with your blinds closed. Sleep with your blinds open. That way you wake up when the sun coming up. Jaleed and I don't have blinds on our bedroom windows for that reason, because we don't want to sleep past basically the sun coming up. So all you have to do is basically. But look, here's the truth. If you've been, what's sleeping into you? How late have you been sleeping?
9:30.
Okay. And how long have you been able to get away with that because you've been self-employed?
For the last 4 or 5 months since I started working in real estate.
Oh, there you go. See how it's a slippery slope into lazydom? That's what a real estate license is for a lot of people. So let me ask you a question. Again, nobody knows who you are. Are you drinking at night?
Not all the time, but sometimes.
Okay. Do you see a correlation between the amount of alcohol that you drink and the hour in which you wake?
Yeah, probably.
Are you exercising? No.
Not anymore. Nope.
Okay, so there you go. In the last 4 months, when you decided to become self-employed and get a real estate license, you basically turned into somewhat of a sleeping in, kind of, you know, lethargic, drinking, not exercising person. How's that working out for you?
Not too great. That's great.
Okay, look, dude, before it's too late, see, I just called you dude because we lived in California for a while. Before too much time passes, more months pass, you need to just go cold turkey, hold yourself accountable to a schedule, get up at a certain time. You can have an external accountability partner, maybe someone in your family. I don't know, maybe you live by yourself, so you might want to have somebody virtually. And then you can find someone on our private Facebook page, and then you guys hold each other accountable to waking up at a certain time. And if you don't wake up at a certain time and check in, you know, it has to be a real check-in, then you owe that other person $50. So start basically attaching some external accountability to it, but you've got to stop this habit. I have never read a single biography or have known a single person who basically is successful at anything in life that sleeps in. When you sleep in, you miss the best part of the day. And guess what? Everyone, not just men, but honestly mostly men, have more energy and enthusiasm in the morning to get better results. That's the reason we suggest you guys do all the heavy lifting of your business in the morning, because you feel better. It's quite simple. All right, next up. So thank you for your question. Next up is, make sure I don't screw this up, Julie. It's someone from, Atlanta, Georgia. The last four digits are 2942. Okay, hello.
Hey there. Well,
hey.
My biggest lazy and not getting to work, so I started calling my database, and
good.
I got a referral for a 450 buyer that's got to be out of his apartment by December 1st. And so, like, duh,
nice.
That's easy.
Well,
but
I like
my
how
biggest
you start...
problem was,
yes.
I guess the way I didn't really tell you my problem is that I'm going out of the country October 28th for 3 weeks, and so I kept telling myself, you can't really do any work now because you're going to be gone when you got to be doing the work. And that's really not
this?
True. I can get everything done before
I
leave the country for this guy.
Okay, so here's your challenge, is that between now and the end of this month, I want you to take 3 listings and tell me when you've done it on the private Facebook page. Chasing buyers is usually an exercise in futility, because the guy who has to be out of his apartment by the end of December can very well just sign another lease. And you know what? That's going to be the easy button for him. And the challenge, because it'll be less pressure, and most people will go down the path of less pressure. So your problem is that you are assuming that $450,000 buyer is somehow going to translate to $13,000 in your pocket sometime in January or February. You do not think of buyers that way. So your challenge that I'm giving you right now in front of hundreds of people is to go out and take 3 listings by the end of October and report back on the private Facebook page, or even better, report back next Friday as you make progress. Do not give yourself the excuse of not doing the work just because you're going out of the country. And by the way, I'm very jealous of you going out of the country. Hopefully you're taking a really nice trip. All right, next up is somebody from Twin Cities, Minnesota. And the last 4 digits is 8951. And this is somebody who's calling from a professional dental practice. So if you have your hand up, if you can't talk because you're at work doing another job or whatever, let me know and I'll mute you again. All right, here we go. 1, 2, 3. Hello.
Tim and Julie, you stole my thunder. I quit drinking 2 weeks ago because my 2 to 3 beers a day at the end of a stressful day was killing my productivity. So thanks for the motivation,
right.
And I would challenge anybody on the call, especially your friend in Canada, to do the same.
You know what's funny? Alcohol has become a socially acceptable thing to abuse. I was waiting for Julie yesterday, and I was listening to the radio, and they said that most people in the past have only had one form of alcohol, wine, beer, hard liquor, as their preferred substance of abuse. But now what's happened is most people are drinking all 3. So the number of people that are actually – I don't like to use the word alcoholics, but the number of people that are using alcohol as a sedative that, it's ridiculous. The number of people that are actually suffering from that – again, I don't like the word addiction, but the belief that they have to have the alcohol in order to basically calm their nerves. What calms your nerves ultimately, guys, is not having the nerves in the first place. The nerves come from not having done what you didn't want to do when you didn't want to do it at the highest level. The nerves come from the omnipresent feeling of guilt for basically not having worked that particular day. So thank you for that support, sir. Do you have a question?
Nope, that's it. I just wanted to encourage other people to do the same. I get up at 5 a.m. now that I don't have to have 2 beers at night. You know, I feel like $1 million. So. And it's obviously helping.
Okay, so I know because you've been having that much beer, you have some weight losing to do. So make sure that you do that as well. And this time of year in your marketplace, because your weather's a lot like what Julie and I lived through in Ohio, is you have to be going after the business. All your competitors are going to be sleeping in and waiting for the spring to return. You need to be attacking that business with the unlisted, unrepresented owners and the expired listings. Go after those with guns blazing. So do that. Don't let that get by you. Okay, so if you have a question, or rather if you have a statement, you're going to state what your challenge is and you're going to state what you're going to do about it. Next up, I am going to unmute somebody from Florida. The last 4 digits are 2213. State your challenge, what's preventing you from taking the 90-day massive action TFW challenge seriously, and what you're doing about it. And if your plan sucks, we're going to tell you and we're going to help you make a better one.
Hey, my name's Kevin. I have a lack of skills. And I've been using that as an excuse not to do the work at the highest level. Again, that's perfectionism. But what I did was I joined Premier Coaching.
Okay, good. I appreciate that. So jump in the deep end, Kevin. Don't – oops, said your name, sorry. Jump
in
the deep end. Oh, you did. Okay. So don't wait for you to feel comfortable with your skills, because what will happen is your procrastination tendencies will just manifest in different ways. So the first form of procrastination was accepting the fact that basically you needed to learn some skills. Then the second procrastination was you probably spent too much time before deciding to join Premier Coaching. Now the third form of procrastination will be the more getting ready to get started, getting ready to get started. Does this sound familiar, sir?
You had to call me to get me to join Premier Coaching.
I did.
That mean, well, not you specifically, but Andrew.
We had to.
Had to call me.
Okay,
right, exactly.
Andrew, yeah.
I didn't do it on my own. Andrew called me.
Yeah, you know, Andrew, who is one of our new member coaches, was first a member of Premier Coaching and a really great addition to our sales team. So, but here's the thing to think about. You are going to continue the cycle of getting ready to get started. That's not going to stop. You're going to continue doing that unless you basically find that behavior insufferable and get entirely pissed off at yourself. I promise you there will always be another excuse to be lazy. There will always be another hurricane coming up to Florida. There will always be another political bullshit thing. There will always be something else. You have to get pissed off at yourself for allowing yourself, Kevin, to continue to be lazy when you should be working. Unless you have that level of intensity, that procrastination thing. You sound like a man in his 40s.
56, sir.
Okay, so, well, that's good. I sound older than you, and I'm in my 40s. But here's the thing. You're going to find that your lifelong habit of procrastination needs to have its ass absolutely obliterated, and the only way for you to do that is to, again, get pissed off that you're continuing to act like that. So on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the most, how close to being pissed off at your lifetime lazy habit are you?
I'm at 10. I'm really pissed off that I had to go out and get a part-time job. That's what really got me.
Good.
And that's what made me go join Premier. And
isn't
when you get to be 56, all the – huh?
Yeah, but, Kevin, isn't it insane that you've allowed things to get that bad in your life, that you had to go out and get a part-time job when literally in your marketplace there's literally millions of dollars that are being paid in commissions every single day? And because you weren't willing to do what you didn't want to do and you didn't want to do it, you had to go out and get a part-time job?
I listen to you say that every day.
Good. So take it seriously. I want to hear reports from you for the next 90 days. Get off your ass and stop being lazy. Lazy is over. Your lazy lifestyle, you've got to stop it. You don't have to – look, I'm not asking you to basically go from, you know, complete stop to, you know, full-force Formula One car, but take little baby steps. Follow the suggestions in the book, The Harris Rules, which I know you have, and follow the coaching program, and we'll get you there. So we have a killer – hey, Julie – what is it called? The 90-day survival plan, or what is it called on the website?
Survival plan, yes. That's
Kevin,
a great prescription for Kevin, definitely.
Yep. So, Kevin, you need to go get the survival plan. It's on the Harris Learning portal. If you can't find it, help at timandjulieharris.com. Okay, back to the great state of Ohio. We are going to call on someone with the last four numbers of 1105. Unmuting now.
1105. Hello.
That's you.
It's me, Kathy Welsh from Ohio.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, I'm running into a problem. I mean, I'm really trying to take this very seriously. I'm up early. I do my marketing. I'm doing my door knocking. I'm having open houses. But, I mean, I'm running into a brick wall here in Ohio, in northern Ohio.
Well, so Julie and I are from central Ohio, and we have family.
I know you
actually
are.
Judy Pagura, who's a realtor, is my aunt up there, and she lives in Julie. Where does she live? Outside
Medina.
Cleveland. What suburb? Medina.
Medina.
Yes. So here, I do know a lot about that whole area, and what I know is there's plenty of business to go around. And you said one thing that kind of made my skin crawl, so you're gonna have to explain it. What does working on your marketing mean?
Oh, in the mornings, I deal with the expired listings. I send out the flyers.
You go.
And I call my sphere of influence. I call my past contacts. I send them little cards, and then I door knock in the afternoon.
Okay, good. So the only two things that you're doing that really make any sense are basically the things that are going to proactively put you in front of customers, of which two you're doing really well. But most of the activities that you're doing are passive. Catherine, you've got to get out of this passive mindset. The mailing things to expireds, why the hell would you mail things to expireds when you can call them? And don't say you can't get their phone numbers. Don't say anything about the do not call list. So why wouldn't you call them?
I guess I don't. I have azetu.com, and I'm not getting the right phone numbers on the percentage of them. So where would
okay,
I get?
Well,
they're not in our MLS.
It's on. No, they're not. So it's not on the. Okay, there are probably that work efficiently in your marketplace. At least four different companies that will actually go into the MLS every single day, pull out the new expired listings, find out if they've been relisted, give you the phone numbers. Mojo Sells, the Red X, Lead Senders, Julie. I think. And Land Voice, yes. And this information, Catherine, is all on the website. Fellow Buckeye to fellow Buckeye, you cannot be procrastinating anymore. You've got to pick up the phone. There's zero
I don't
chance.
Think I'm procrastinating. I'm up at 5 and I quit at 6 at night.
Okay, good. I like these, everyone else. When I call, I just indirectly called her lazy, and she almost ripped my head off. And I believe her. I believe
yeah.
She's not being lazy.
I
want everyone else
I know
to have that. Yes, I want everyone else to basically, opposed to signing themselves up and, you know, hello, my name's Ted, I'm lazy. I want you to be like Catherine, where you're going to basically say, I'm not lazy, I just need more direction. Julie, you're about to say something?
Well, I would suggest, because I know Kathy, too, and I know that she is motivated and she's done a really great job keeping herself in momentum. But sometimes you get into these grinds in real estate where it seems like you're doing everything right, and where's the business? That's called the concentration level of mastery, right? It's like work, 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 where's my results? So what I would encourage you to do is have an absolute minimum standard of 3 to 5 actual conversations by phone or pop buys of your cherry-picked expireds and for sale by owners. Every single workday, you must make some kind of a 3 to 5 minimum standard, which is a combination of new FSBOs and expireds and follow-ups. Let's say that you met a for sale by owner at their open house last Sunday. You do a pop-by follow-up, you do a handwritten card, you do a phone follow-up until you list them or until they give up.
There you
up.
Go. So, Catherine, you're already doing the work. Go after the people, and I know you know this, that already have their hands in the air saying they have houses to sell, saying they want the help. Okay, thank you for your question. Next up from, I'm not sure we called on this person yet, Julie, Tampa, Florida, unless they just hung up. Nope, Tampa, Florida, 5506. Remember, guys, hit star pound, and let us know what your challenge is and let us know what your plan is, and if your plan sucks, we'll help you hopefully get a good one going. All right, so Tampa, Florida, ending 5506.
Hello.
Hello? Yes, ma'am.
Okay, this is might sound really weird, but I actually I'm not afraid to call for sale by owners. I'm not afraid to call expireds. I do connect with people, and I am a closer. My thing is I have a big fear of success, doing better than my family, and fear of maybe my friends leaving me and all of that. So
okay.
That's my biggest
and
fear.
So you want me to tell you what you want to hear, or do you want to know the truth?
Truth.
Okay. All those things are valid fears, and you'll experience all those things. So what? Because what happens, and we did too, and everyone I know who's ever basically transcended, I'm guessing middle class, lower middle class existence, has had a lot of rejection they've had to deal with from the people that should be supporting them the most. So that's the truth. So what you're fearful of is what you're suspecting will happen is going to happen, but here's the flip side to it. They'll all come back to you. They'll all come back to you because what you've done is you broke out of the paradigm of basically living this sort of minimal, you know, let's call it lower middle class life or middle class life or the small town mentality. You've broken out of that, and you have led a path that they can follow, and they do. When Julie and I got into real estate, our first year in the business, right out of college. Now, I want you to remember, this is back in the early 90s. We made over $300,000 in our first year in the business, in the early 90s, in our early 20s. That was a shit ton of money in Columbus, Ohio. We sold 103 houses. And trust me when I tell you, we had, for every one person that was sincerely congratulatory of us, we had probably 10 that wanted to see us, you know, basically evaporate. That's the truth.
Right.
Family members as well. My father didn't speak to us for a year after we accomplished that goal. He completely and totally, we went out and rewarded ourselves and bought a used car, a nice BMW, and, you know, it was used and everything. And I took it by the house, Julie and I did, to show it off to him. He opened the door to the house. He looked at the car, closed the door, and literally almost 12 months later, or I'm sorry, almost 12 months later, then he finally started talking to me again. That wasn't my problem. That was his problem. So trust me when I tell you, what you're going to experience when you transcend is going to be a lot of emotional stuff, but that's not an excuse not to do it. because, again, the people that truly care and love you will support you. Your brothers and your sisters and your siblings and your fellow realtors and all the other people that you know from your small town or whatever, they're going to feel competitive with you because in the back of their minds, you're going to make them uncomfortable because you're going to be getting in good shape. You're going to be basically earning money, and you're going to be taking nicer vacations, and you're going to be happier, and you're going to be more financially free. And when you're with them, you're not going to have all the stresses and the strains that they're choosing to have in their lives. And, yes, initially they'll feel a little uncomfortable with you, but it doesn't take too long, and they will actually then start to turn around, and they'll want to ask you questions, and then they're going to get real estate licenses, or they're going to realize that they can lose weight too. I promise you that's what happens, okay? So there's a great book. Jillie, what do you think? Think and Grow Rich?
Yeah, and use our Think and Grow Rich for Realtors, which is on the website.
Which is free.
You know, everybody loves Think and Grow Rich, but everybody also says, well, what am I supposed to do about that? So our Think and Grow Rich for Realtors, at the end of every chapter, tells you how to apply the principles that Napoleon Hill lays out. And I think that would be very good for you because he talks about this very thing that you're struggling with.
Okay.
And I think that this is your thing to overcome to get you to that next level.
Yeah, but I want to caution her. You have exactly to the end of this day to decide that you're not going to let this hold you back anymore because this is going to be your thing for the rest of your life, and this will always be
your excuse for not doing what
this is going to be your theme song. I've seen it a billion times before. If you do not decide, I want to hear you say, I don't know your name. What's your first name?
Jillie.
Oh, boy. All right, Jillie. by the end of today, I want you to at least accept the fact that that is going to be a challenge that you're no longer going to allow to hold you back. You're not going to be held back by this belief any longer. I want to hear it. Just make a commitment to it. You don't even have to 100% feel it. You just have to say it and then start taking the actions and your belief will change. Let's hear it.
Okay. I will not allow myself to be held back by this belief anymore.
Okay, and I have news for you, sister. You are basically just using that as your excuse to not do what you don't want to do and you don't want to do it at the highest level. It is a form of laziness. That is a fact, Jack. Okay?
Yeah.
All right, I'm moving on to Missouri. All right, Missouri, last four digits, 5944. Hello?
Yeah, hi, this is Bob Pregornik, St. Louis, Missouri. How you doing?
Great, man. How are you? Let's roll. What's your challenge and how are you overcoming it?
My challenge is getting up in the morning. Usually what I do is I take my kids to school around 7 o'clock, and then I go back home, and I'll rest for a couple hours. But
do you have a health problem?
Yeah, I do have a health problem.
Okay,
so
what's your health problem? Nobody knows who you are, so what's your – okay,
I have Crohn's disease and stage 3 kidney disease.
Okay, are you under the care of a physician?
Yes, I have doctors that I'm under care
of.
Yeah.
Is there a time of the day or a time of the week where you do feel good?
Yeah, I feel good in the afternoons after getting some rest and stuff like that. But my plan is, and what I've been doing is after the kids go to school, I go back home and I get ready and then I go into the office. And that's been working out some because I've cut back on some of my sleeping medicines that I have to take.
Here's the reality of it is that you have an external real challenge that's basically not something everyone else experiences. So what's happening is, obviously, are the drugs and whatnot are causing you not to have higher levels of energy and enthusiasm in the morning. But that's okay because part-time agents and agents that are transitioning into real estate, they're at work in the morning, and so they can't be doing the heavy lifting. We've had tons, hundreds, maybe even thousands of coaching clients that have been part-time that have transitioned into real estate or have stayed part-time in real estate and kept their normal jobs, and they've worked real estate on the weekends or they've worked it in the evenings. And one of the best times to call is Saturday morning. And really, I'm guessing that you probably don't need to do a whole bunch of business in order to feel, like, really fantastic. So if let's say, for example, you have every single day because of your predicament, let's say you have maybe 1 hour of really good, like, where you can really get the most out of yourself. Hopefully it's more than that, but let's just say it's an hour. That's okay. If you're only able to work really efficiently for 5 or 6 hours, make sure during those 5 or 6 hours you're actually getting yourself in front of customers and you're actually embracing the thought of being of service to other people. Do not waste time liking Facebook pages or listening to motivational speakers or getting ready to get started or trying to figure out why you don't feel like doing it. Do not allow yourself any more of that mental masturbation. Just get right into the deep end and actually start being of service to other people. Because here's the funny part. Most agents don't work efficiently for 5 or 6 hours a week. They don't. They'll work efficiently for maybe an hour. So if you can work efficiently for 5 or 6 hours a week, you will be amazed at what you can accomplish in life. Anything you want to tag on to that, Julie?
Yeah, well, that's exactly what I was going to say, is that many, quote, part-time agents are actually more productive than agents who claim to be full-time because of what they do with their time. And you hear us say this time and again on the podcast, in the Premier Coaching, which I know that you're on all the time. You're very committed to that and paying attention. It's the things that make you money. It's lead generation, lead follow-up, pre-qualifying, presenting, negotiating, and closing. If you can purify the hours that you're on to only doing those things, then it doesn't really matter how many total hours in the week. There's no rule that says in order to make this much money, you have to put in this exact amount of time. It's not like a job where you're, you know, clocking in or you're not going to get your paycheck. It's what you do with that focused time. And I think Tim's right. We have seen a lot of agents in different situations for different reasons that have had to drill down and have ultimate focus and absolutely make or exceed their financial goal. I think in a lot of ways it's a blessing that you have this drill down time that you've got to stick to versus an agent that has every hour in the day and there's a rule called I can't think of the name of
Hardin's
it now. Pareto's law.
Pareto's law.
That the task grows to the time allotted. So if you're an agent that has every hour in the world, well, maybe you're going to take all day to put a listing in the MLS. But if you're going to get it done in an hour, launch that thing, get your showings ready, and probably sell it by this weekend. So
okay, Julie,
maybe modify the mindset. Go ahead.
Okay, so someone from California, the last four digits. Unless they hung up. No, they didn't. Last four digits of 9811. And we're going to leave room for three more contributors. And remember, the game here is you have to say what your challenge is and say what you're doing to overcome it in the next 90 days for you to fully participate in the 90-day TFW 10 listings, 10 pounds challenge. So here we go. From California, the last four digits are 9811.
Hi, Tim.
Hello.
And Julie. Hi.
Hey.
Hi. Hey. I think my biggest thing is call reluctance, and I kind of need a little guidance or advice to get over that.
Yeah, just do it. That's it. You want me to tell you a bunch of psychological stuff and all about this other stuff? You're just looking for more crap to do so you don't have to do the calls. That's the truth. You want me to give you a bunch of mindset crap so you can basically say, I have to master the mindset stuff before I can start making the calls. Own that.
Okay. Got it.
Well, look, you know what you're getting when you talk to us, the stone cold truth. So, look, our friend's book, Fanatical Prospecting by Jeb Blunt, which is great. But Jeb's book's not going to basically, you know, your call reluctance is only going to be there, and it starts to minimize. It starts to become less powerful in your life the more calls you make. But here's the bottom line. Calling sucks. It'll always suck. It always has sucked, but you still have to do it. And you can't use your fear of calling as an excuse for you to stop. You know, basically, that's it. That's the bottom line. The only way for you to learn how to swim is to jump in the pool. Do you get it?
Got it.
Okay. I'm sorry I didn't have a more sexy. I'm sorry I didn't have a more sexy, long-winded Dr. Phil type answer. But aren't you sick of people placating your challenges? And don't you just want practical solutions that are going to help you make money?
Yeah.
Isn't that what you're looking for?
Yes, exactly what I'm looking for, so I signed up.
Amen. And listen, change your caller ID. No one's going to answer a phone from a real estate person that says Tax Plus Financial. All right, next up from Atlanta. You know who I'm about to call.
That's right.
Last four digits are 3466. Amber Woo! Rogers, you are on.
Hello.
Hey, woman.
TFW.
That's right.
Good.
Amber.
Yeah, totally love it. Yes, ma'am.
So?
Hello?
Oh, yes?
I thought Julie was asking a question. So,
energy and enthusiasm. Go ahead.
That's right.
Oh, okay. Thanks. So I have the energy and enthusiasm. I have the self-motivation. I don't have the cojones to always ask for what I want. And so that's going to be my big challenge.
Then you don't. Then it's because deep. Because basically, you don't have the cojones to ask what you want because you don't want it hard enough. You just don't want it.
Mm.
Otherwise, you'd ask for it. That's it. So stop acting like you want success, Amber. Stop acting like you want the listing, Amber, because you're not asking for it. That's it. That's the truth. You're not asking for it. Not again, you're looking for some complicated, you know, look, we obviously have scripts on the websites, and we obviously have all this. But why waste time trying to psychoanalyze yourself? It's just, that's it. You just don't want it enough.
Mm.
Well, you don't like that? You wanted a more complicated answer?
No, I definitely want it enough. I want it more than enough. And
no,
I
you don't.
No.
Amber, no, you don't. Amber, no, you don't. Otherwise, you'd have no problem whatsoever asking for the sale. Are you saying you need to know what to say? Sign the contract, please. Or are you saying, like, let's get the paperwork out of the way? Let's get the paperwork out of the way.
That's how you do it.
Right.
Yeah, I just have to
right.
do it. That's it.
That's right.
There's
TFW,
no
woman,
fault.
not think about it a little bit. Just make sense?
Yeah. Yep, thank you.
But that's it. Look, let's just get the paperwork knocked out so I can get this house sold for you. Does that make sense? Right. Don't ask for more questions. Don't give them any more excuses to procrastinate, basically wanting to do business with you. Use the scripts that are on the website. But you guys are just all – yeah, use the Sharpie clothes. Use the information that's on the website. You guys are all asking questions, are basically telling me some of you are just putting your shoes on ready to get on the field. Others of you are starting to be in the game and starting to play, you know, basically getting ready to get started to play the football game or whatever you want to think, whatever sports analogies. Others of you are actually running on the field and you're stopping like Amber right before you get into the end zone. And Amber, the essence of why you're afraid to ask for the sale is because you're afraid of hearing no. If you'd followed our listing presentation, if you sent the pre-listing pack, if you pre-qualified them prior to getting there, if you used the Sharpie clothes, you will not hear no, especially with your energy and enthusiasm. All right, anybody else have the courage to basically hit *2 and say what their challenge is and say what they're going to do to get over it in the next 90 days? Anybody else, or we're going to wrap for today? Do-do-do-do-do. So, Jillie, what did you think about what you were hearing today?
Well, as the coach of Premier Coaching, I have to point out that what you said is right. When you follow the 7-step process, which is in the Harris Rules book, as well as on the Premier Coaching, along with many, many coaching calls to help and support you guys gain that confidence to ask for the business and other things. It's not just Amber's challenge, but it's there. There's a coaching call called Overcoming Call Reluctance. We did a podcast last week that was called Prospecting Sucks, Do It Anyway. So it's not that you don't have the tools. It's that you guys have to take action on it. You have to do something about it. You have to do what Tim said. Take the risk of hearing no. The more no's you hear, the more likely you are to hear yes. Yesterday's podcast, we were talking about going forward into rejection, right, and taking the risk and putting yourself out there. I have to say, on the Premier Coaching class, the questions that I get from those of you who are in it, in the thick of it, going on appointments, negotiating, learning to close, objection handling, those questions are more advanced. You are learning more from that by earning while you learn. And you can observe these agents are taking the listings. And guess what? They would say to you, those of you guys who are doing the listing challenge, and you should be on your second or third listing by now, you know,
Jillie, we gotta go.
They would say to you that it's not perfect. They're not perfect. So you don't have to be perfect. Just do the work.
Monitor your chat, woman. Okay, next up we're going to have someone from from Georgia. Last four digits, 8433. That sounds familiar, but I'll unmute. Hello? What is your challenge and
Hello?
How are you overcoming? Yes?
My challenge is that I am currently selling my own house and going through a divorce. And I'm overcoming my challenges to kind of want to hang back. By also selling his condo and committing to a friend, and I just got this from you earlier today.
What's your challenge? What's your challenge, and what are you doing to overcome it? Just say what your challenge is and say what you're doing to overcome it.
I guess my challenge is procrastination. I have the same problem that most of the people have as far as
Thank you.
Not getting up early enough.
Okay, so are you doing the 10-10 challenge for the next 90 days? Because you sound like, to me, someone needs to get to the gym because you have energy and enthusiasm that does not sound that compelling.
Yes, I am getting into the gym, and I'm going to work with my broker who's also getting into the gym, and the money challenge.
No, listen. We're not going to wait for your broker to decide to be your accountability partner to get into the gym, and you also told me that you're sort of getting into the gym, not really getting into the gym, says because you future tensed it and said going to. So here's what needs to happen. From just the 2 seconds we've been talking, you sound like somebody who's going through a divorce. You sound like somebody who's trying to sell their house. You sound like somebody who basically I wouldn't want to do business with because you don't have enough energy and enthusiasm in your voice. But at the same time, I sense that you actually have your act together and you have a skill set. So what I would suggest to you is you definitely go into the gym. Do not wait for an accountability partner. Julie and I are submitting ourselves to this adult torture. You need to do the same thing. And absolutely positively get your energy and enthusiasm up and stay focused. Follow the plans that you have as part of Premier Coaching, and you will find what you're looking for on the other side of that. Stop your procrastinating. Stop looking for people to help you hold yourself accountable. Just follow the program that's in part of Premier Coaching. And do not wait another second to do it. And don't partially commit either. Do things 100%. You know, do things 100%. You go to the gym in the morning, and I promise you, it'll take 2 weeks probably. God knows it took me 2 weeks to start actually feeling the benefit of it, you know, overcoming all the swear words I was saying in as I walked into and out of Orange Theory. But now I'm getting it. Now I'm feeling better, right? And Julie and I worked out every day. All right, so next up we have from Tampa, Central Florida, 5506.
Hi, it's Julie again. I just wanted to add something here to help the people with not getting up early enough and drinking and eating crap. I had a similar situation, cut out the wine time, but I also bought something. It's 10 bucks. It's by Jocko. I think his last name's Willenick or something. Anyway, it's called Psychological Warfare, and it's on iTunes. And basically, it's this guy. I mean, he's amazing. And what he does is, well, let me just play it. Listen to this to get you
no,
up
no,
in the
no,
morning.
No, just okay.
It's 2 seconds. Promise. Listen to this guy.
Go.
I'm going to give you about 10 seconds. Get up and get up now. This is where you win. This is the first battle of the day.
Okay, that's just an example of this guy. And you play it. It's like a minute. And if you feel like eating some crap, you play the one that, you know, snack time is what it's called. But anyway, you can go to iTunes. I'm not sure. I have an iPhone, but it's 10 bucks.
Well, I have
Jocko.
Thanks. Got it. Jocko, it's on iTunes, or they could just hit Google. But you bring up a really good point, too. A lot of the times we'll have energy and enthusiasm problems because basically we have our diets are all jacked up and we're not exercising. We talked about this on the first mastermind that you guys should all deep dive into the idea of having a low-carb life. Atkins for Life is probably one of the best books you guys can read. And I've had many, many people who have thanked us for mentioning low-carb, telling them to get off sugar, and then they'll basically have a few months pass, we'll maybe mention on the podcast, and they'll get an email saying, hey, guess what? I hardly exercised, but I lost 20 pounds just because I went low carb. So, yes, I appreciate your contribution, and yes, I appreciate the fact that you're figuring out how to basically motivate yourself to stay focused. All right, last one for today is going to be somebody from Gainesville, Georgia, and the last four digits are 2890.
All right, it's Nakia. My challenge is having meet my minimum standards for the day. I feel sometimes, you know, I'm overwhelmed with, okay, I'm hitting expires. I didn't get enough people. Then I'm looking, okay, where's my next spoke? Who am I supposed to call? And I'm just losing it right there. And then I get frustrated because I'm like, okay am I going to make my goal?
No, it's a common challenge. So I'm going to get started, and then Julie's going to basically finish. So here's the mindset. Your mindset might be focused on the contacts opposed to actually setting appointments. And then it might go from collecting leads to actually setting appointments. In other words, it's procrastinating actually closing the appointment. And that'll mean that you're going to basically make this whole process of learning how to be a listing agent last years. So start out with the idea that, like, you know, when Julie and I were prospecting, we basically would make an agreement that basically whoever set the first listing appointment, pre-qualified listing appointment of that day, that person, the other person would have to make dinner. That was it. And we did that every single day. And we did that for years, and it really worked. So my suggestion to you is the first thing you got to start with is the acknowledgement that you might be stuck in the paradigm of just trying to get the contacts in. And a contact is a conversation with the decision-making adult. It's not a voicemail. And a contact, ideally, in your market, there are going to be lots of unrepresented owners, going to be lots of everything that are part of our 50-point free lead generation idea on how to go after listing leads. It's on the website if you guys don't know what I'm talking about. Julie, anything you want to tack on to that?
Yeah, well, what you're talking about is what coaches lovingly call contactitis, where you get too attached to the number of contacts and not attached enough to the number of appointments. It is true that it is a contact sport and you must be talking with people. So I'm not talking about going contact free, so don't go down that road, but concentrating on setting well-qualified appointments. If you can drill down on that and you can say before noon, it is my mission in life through my lead follow-up, my prospecting, everything that I'm doing to set a qualified buyer or listing appointment every day before noon. After noon, you can handle what you created. If you can just get clear on that, you're going to see a lot of your skills improve, your closing skills improve. You can do that. And Nakia, I know you, and I am absolutely certain that you are capable of it.
But be brutal with yourself. You must set one pre-qualified, Julie said buyer or seller. I'll say you must
ideally
set one pre-qualified. Ideally seller. Set one pre-qualified listing appointment per day. And look, if you got to do like a two-step FSBO appointment where you basically say, I want, you know, if you're working with buyers in an area where there's a FSBO, you want to preview the house, use that script. Doesn't matter. Your job is to set an appointment and get in front of a seller every single day. And you have not worked until you've done it. You need to have that mindset. And when you do, guys, I mean, come on, even if you are the worst listing agent ever, you're still going to win 50% of the time. Your life and your financial future is going to totally and completely change. So, guys, there it was. We're going to wrap it up for today. Make sure you're attending Julie's the Premier Coaching Calls live. And if you've not yet given us a review on Amazon for the book Harris Rules, I would certainly appreciate it. So please, guys, take this seriously. This is the best time of year for you to be drilled down, focused, and stay connected to us. Stay connected to this mastermind. Stay connected to the private Facebook page if you're a Premier Coaching member. Stay connected. Stay absolutely tuned into this frequency, and you're going to make next year. It'll, like, blow your expectations out of the water. You guys have a fantastic weekend. We'll talk to you on this mastermind next Friday.